to Unstoppable, the podcast, where we dig deep into next level dreams, living intuitively and powerfully. Real talk, sarcasm, the mindset like a boss approach to make your magic happen in today's changing world.
You'll find it all right here, badass.
Now let's get to it with your host and positivity powerhouse, the mindset boss lady, Nicole Eisler.
Oh, yes. We're back for another great episode. Welcome back, my friend. Oh, are we going to talk about a fun topic today? Do you have an inner meanie? You know, that voice that tells you you're not good enough or makes you feel like you're not good enough. You're not cutting it. You don't have what it takes. Maybe you're not pretty enough. You don't have what she has. You're not as far as they are. Maybe even leaving you feeling like you're not worthy of love, your big dreams, your goals, your visions, whatever it is that you want. Now, maybe on the outside, you present as strong, you look confident, fearless. Maybe you even hear that from other people. How do you do everything you do? And wow, you just keep it all together. But inside, maybe that creates a lot of pressure, or there's a negative voice bullying you throughout your day, convincing you that you are flawed. You are not really everything that you are trying to be. Now, nobody wants to admit this, right? And you know, if you've been around for the last few episodes, I get very fired up. And talking about a topic like this is not one we come out and go, hey, guess what? Guess what my ego told me today? It told me that I'm not good enough, and even though I'm working so hard, I'm just not cutting it, right? We don't really want to talk about this, but it's important to, because you could be dealing with things in your life that don't need to be there, feeling things you don't need to be feeling. It's taking up space. It is taking up energetic space in your being, right? Where you could have more beautiful feelings and things happening for you. So if you ever feel like, hey, I do, I kind of hesitate or I question myself, I doubt myself in certain areas of my life, I just stay so busy in the other areas, so I don't really think about the one that I actually want, right? Or maybe you even allow some others around you to influence your mood or put more things on your plate because you don't want to let anyone down, or maybe you just have all these things you want to tend to. That's what I want to talk about. I really, really get it. We all have that little voice inside, and maybe for you it's a big voice. Maybe it's a screaming loud voice, that bully that tells you, sorry, sister, you just don't have what it takes. I don't know who you think you are. Who do you think you are to put yourself out there like that, right? And that inner meanie, it's personal. Like, she knows how to get to you to keep you small. My inner meanie knows me, and oh, she knows me. She knows my buttons. She knows how to knock me down 20 notches, right? When I really want something, and I'm soul inspired. I want it. I can feel it. I'm ready to launch. It's something new. It's something exciting. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And so I move into action, and then all of a sudden, there she is. Who do you think you are? Look at you're putting your face everything on everywhere. Your podcast. What do you do? Like, I have it too. And yet here I am, right? So do you ever feel this way? Your soul is screaming, yes, sister, but your ego is scolding you, telling you to step down. Can't do that. You can't do that. What are they going to think? Well, however, this is why I say it's personal, because it's painful too. And personal. This is not out in the open. Like, could you imagine if we all had this little bubble above our head that actually displayed like a little scrolling sign what your ego, what your voice, that inner meaning was saying to you throughout your day as you're moving through your life? Or you get on maybe you're doing live streams, you get on that, or maybe you're starting to step out online, maybe you're doing that, or maybe you're just out in the dating world and you're starting to do that, and your inner meaning is scrolling above your head what's rolling through your mind as you're doing these things you want to be doing. Ugh, that would be awful, but it's not out in the open. And the thing that I find is a lot of women keep it just buried deep. They don't share it with others, what's really happening for them on the inside. So this episode is really more of a heart-to-heart. I want to speak to the part of you that wants to say yes. The part of you that screams yes at being unstoppable. And I want to talk about how to override that part of you that may be keeping you small on the inside. It may be saying yes to all the things that feel simple, easy, whatever, and maybe everybody's everything, that's keeping you so busy and so preoccupied so that you don't actually think about what you really want. You don't go to the feelings that you don't want to feel. I posted a little poll in my online community, the Mindset Cafe, over on Facebook. Do join us, please. And I just asked, like, you know, what comes up for you about distractions? And there were so many answers around, well, I distract myself so I don't feel what I don't want to feel, the big feelings. I don't think about the things I really want. I just stay busy because there's some fear or some doubt underneath those layers. This little voice, right? That's making you feel like, oh, but that's not really possible, so we won't even think about it. Like, don't even go there. It's not going to happen. So why even bother? Why get your hopes up? Right? And I go through it too, especially through these chaotic times. The world's not getting any quieter. Certainly the volume is going up. And so this can create, we've had a lot of chaos. We've had a lot of conflict, right? And so through those times, those are great times for reflection because you start to really feel the pressure all around you. You feel it in relationships. You feel it maybe in your social media. Maybe you feel it, you know, in your jobs, at the office or in the space, right? And everything that's not working all of a sudden really bubbles to the surface, and now you're feeling it at every level. So those are the times where I'm like, all right, well, I guess it's time to clean house again. What's not working? What's creating chaos? I don't like chaos. I like simplicity. I like you know, being calm and feeling at ease, right? We all love that. So those are the times where I get really clear. And I'm feeling more centered every day, getting very clear. Wow, look, this is how I let these voices collect in my mind. I've collected other people's beliefs or their viewpoints or their opinions and all of those things. It's like flypaper, right? We just sort of collect these voices in our head. And all of a sudden, you don't know, it's like, who am I? Who am I? Where did I go? I have all these voices. So you start searching and digging and craving this change. And that's what's happening for so many women right now. I hope you're one of them, right? That, oh yes, enlightenment and growth is in the air, and the energy right now is primed for it. Before I did the podcast today, I pulled a card and I pulled Queen of New Hope. Hello to that. Yes, we want new hope. We're always in changing times. Let's be real. Nothing's ever going to stay the same, right? And if we could just stop freaking out about that, like that nothing ever stays the same, we actually, you know, we want change. Don't you always like, oh, if I ask anyone, hey, if you could have a better life, happier life, more money, more success, more peace, more friendships, true friendships, if you could have more health, more vitality, who the hell would say no to that? Of course. Okay, well, all you have to do is change a few things. Oh, wait, I have to change? I have to stop? That change. You know, I'm kind of busy. I'm just kind of busy. Like, we're not actually, ooh, yes, let's make the changes. But that's what we're here to shift. Yes, get excited about changing what's not working. And that's what Queen of New Hope was all about. And I was like, this is perfect because we need to change the way that we're talking to ourselves. You need to change the way you're speaking to yourself if you're resonating at all with having any kind of inner meaning. Everybody has an ego, so there's some level of it. How your inner meaning talks to you may be a little bit different because it's based on your own personal experiences in your life and the way your ego perceived that and developed a safety net, sort of like, nope, I'm going to keep you all wrapped up in this net here of can't, don't, stay, you know, don't try that. It won't work. Remember the last time it didn't work? right? So it is through the times of great conflict that it really becomes so clear about what's working and what's not. What's tolerable is now unacceptable. That's been a little bit of the painful part through our shifting times here through 2020. But with that desire to change, really can come a flurry of ego thoughts that kick in, right? Pointing out all the reasons why you're being crazy. Oh my God, don't be so silly. Why what you want won't work. Or like the ego tells me, who do you think you are to step out like that? It's so funny. This happened just the other day. I was putting together some projects and, you know, working on a new program, getting the podcast and uploading. And my brain was working very fast. Do this, upload this, do this, do this, do this. And all of a sudden, man, she just slipped in a thought like, look at you putting yourself all over the place. And I thought, what? And, I recognize my ego at this point. And I just said to her, what's your point? And yes, because I don't want women to know that they're alone or feel they're alone. I want them to know, hey, no, we're doing this thing. You have a message to share. You want to be out and helping others and sharing your experiences and doing that. Well, let's do it, right? There's no question about it. So ladies, why do we doubt ourselves, right? Why do you ever feel like you doubt yourself? It's okay. It's just, this is just between you and I here. Well, it's me, myself, and I, and you, yourself, and I, right? This is an ongoing theme. This isn't just through the last few months. I mean, this is the work that I do. I get very personal, very intimate with my clients because they're sharing the behind the curtains, what's going on in there, right? And so I really take that to heart. And it is through the client sessions and conversations that women feeling like they don't deserve to have more. They don't even know where to begin. I don't have the time. I'm already loaded to the gills, right? They don't know what's best for, they think like, oh, I would like that. I don't know, maybe that's just silly. And then they retract it right away. They get really excited and they'll start to tell me, well, what I really want, well, I mean, and so that's when I can tell when ego starts kicking in, right? But they're still, they want that inner strength. Hey, they want to share with the world what they feel in their hearts. Is that you? Is this resonating? I see women who, again, typically feel confident in their life, but can be set back by these negative comments from other people, or actually creating this questioning that what did I do to provoke that? Did I do something? Was I too extra? I've had that one too. Like, oh, maybe I was too harsh. Maybe I was too, but listen, you're here to be who you are, and I'm here to be who I am. And together, I think that's pretty amazing, right? Because there are people who do get you just the way you are. They want that from you. They are craving it from you. And I will hear comments like, I don't, you know, I do, but I'm so busy, or it just seems like it's too good to be true for me. I've tried this before and it never worked. Or I start to question myself. And then this puzzling thing that women will go, I don't get it. Like, man, we can have the strength for others, but why can't I do it for myself? Right? I had a woman say to me, I actually psych myself out and talk myself out of doing what I feel inspired to do. On the surface, that just doesn't make any sense. Wait, it inspires you? Oh, it lights me up inside to think of doing that and having that and being that and sharing that. Then why aren't you doing it? I don't know. What? Right? You could tell yourself, well, maybe I'm just wired weird. I used to say that, like, I think I'm from another planet. And you can actually, again, this ego voice can point out what's wrong with you instead of helping you see what your uniqueness is, your gifts, what makes you you. Now, that's what the ego does. The ego is there to protect you, keep you safe, boxed in, keep you in the box. Your soul doesn't want to live in the box. Outside the box, sister. Like, that's where it wants to be, out in the world, right? And I hear it over and over and over how woman will want to make this huge change for herself. I just had this conversation yesterday. Amazing woman, made a decision. It was an empowered decision. She made this, it was a rather large purchase. And then after, the wrath of her ego just spilling all over her about, you know, that was a mistake. Why did you do that? What did you do? How could you do that? How are you going to handle this? How are you going to make this work? You're making the mistakes just like you did before. Wait a minute. We're here to be unstoppable. That's not even true what her ego was saying. There was some bits and pieces. There were facts that it was presenting, but it was presenting as the whole story, and that's not accurate, right? So I have to ask you, do you realize and acknowledge how powerful you truly are through the entire process of making changes and decisions? Like how wonderful and amazing, talented, how gifted you are, and that you are uniquely created. On the surface, we're going to go, well, yeah. Yes, I do. Yes. Because I have what? Well, yeah, of course I do. Because that sounds like I should say yes to that. But then they're not doing what they actually dream of doing. They're doing everything else. Right? So do you recognize and lead with your amazing gifts and share them with others in ways that are most meaningful for you? Or sometimes oh my God, they're a powerhouse and they're just brilliant. Their energy is just like, God, we need more of that in the world. But they're all wrapped up in doing just, I don't know, tending to like errands and stuff. You know, it's almost like, here's this powerful, amazing person, but she's just picking up the dry cleaning. You know what I mean? Like, where's the dream in that? Is that part of our experience sometimes? Picking up dry cleaning, doing the laundry, cleaning the house? Of course. Is it everything you're here to do? No, right? So what would it look like for you to fully acknowledge, step into all of your power and not let that inner meanie take over? And I should hope, again, your immediate response is, yes, that's me. I am powerful. I do have a message to share. There is more that I want to contribute, and I want to step out in my way and make my impact. Because for most, yes, every woman I work with, they tell me yes to all of that until we start digging down into their dreams. And they, you know, it's interesting too how someone can lead with all of the distractions. This is what's bothering me. I don't like this. This isn't working. And I don't like that they did this. And I don't like that they, all these they people, right? We have another podcast on people problems. And I start to dig a little bit more, because as they're sharing something they actually want with me, that's where the hesitation comes in. There's no hesitation telling me what's not working. But when I ask what they really, really want, with all their heart and soul, what do you want? There's hesitation, resistance to say it out loud. It's so big and out there. I'm going to sound crazy. Or ego is activating fear underneath the layers. There's the tip of the iceberg. Here's what's great. And then underneath the surface, there's all the, yeah, but that's probably not possible. I've tried it before. It's never worked, right? And these little dig remarks slip out as they sort of downsize their own greatness. And I know it's not always easy to recognize or admit that you may doubt your own power. You might doubt your own potential. Of course, I get it. You want to feel successful. Consciously, you tell yourself that you deserve it. It's the subconscious stuff I'm getting at. Do you hesitate to really, and let's put that in all caps and air quotes, really go for what you want? To shine as bright as you want? Are you launching the projects you really want to be launching? Are you out in front? Are you right out in front where you want to be in this? And you could say, I don't really need to be in the spotlight. It's not about spotlight or, you know, or I'll hear what I'm like, you know, I don't need to, I just would like a little bit, or I don't need to be this. I didn't ask what you needed. I'm asking what you want. What does your soul want? Right? Do you hesitate to shine as bright as you want because maybe somebody else will put you down for it, or they'll perceive you as arrogant? Maybe that's what you think. Oh, they'll think I'm so full of myself. Like, I've had comments like that. You know, I just can't do that. I can't put my face on everything. I can't, like, selfies and, you know, like, just put me all over the place. People are going to think I'm full of myself. That is not what this is about. But if you want to help people, they can't find you if you don't step out. Right? Or I'm afraid people will poke fun of me. If I'm the real me, people won't like it. Listen, I'm loud. I talk fast. I'm sarcastic. I laugh really loud. I love to have an amazing time. I do not like to be hemmed in. Don't put me in a box. I want to be who I am. I want to wear what I want to wear. And I want to go and have the best time in my life possible. And I just had this conversation too with a friend. And we were talking about, listen, the deal is I've been through a lot of shit in my life. I don't say that like, woe is me. I'm telling you, that's just the facts. I went through a lot of things and I had to make some really hard, tough changes to the core of me. Not me, but what I was tolerating in my life. I had to make some huge shifts and I fought like hell to make them. If you think for one second I'm going to hold back now, no way, man. Like, not happening. And so, yeah, it's kind of like, hey, to hang with me, you got to move fast. You know, we got, like, we're the one, we're getting things done. That's the kind of community I create and build. I want women to come in and be who they want to be. It is exhausting to try to be someone that you're not. Yes or yes? So when the rubber meets the road, do you back off? Do you go silent? Are you retreating into your mind to stay right where you are, telling yourself it's fine when it's not fine? Why would you doubt your own power? Question your right to a better life, to be all you're here to be, all you're meant to be, right? Why would you ever, ever hold back or back down from feeling as powerful as you want to feel, especially in the presence of negative people, or especially like to dim your glow because other people don't get you? They're not your people. Never settle for less when you're meant to achieve more. Are you kidding me? This is what creates, I believe, more depression and anxiety for those who want to get out in front and lead and help and shine and generate and activate. That is what happens. And I work with women from all walks of life. And personal power has nothing to do really with status or money or weight. Or it is about what is on the inside. The inside. And yes, all of those things can absolutely influence your inner strength. But not one of those things is an absolute deciding factor. Because inner strength is energy. And it is vibration. And that is what helps you travel at light warp speeds to get where you want to go in life. Without it, ugh, what a long, boring, snoring life. Please. Listen, some of us are just meant to get out there and do shit. We're meant to go first so others can go second. We will, like, we'll blaze the trail and then come with me, right? If you were to measure right now your inner strength as horsepower, how much power are you actually revving right now? I already know. I'm always off the charts. And that's why for some people, they don't like it. They're like, she's a little much for me. That's okay. I still love you. But if you can hang with me, you get it, you see what's going on here, then you got it too, right? Do you feel like you're traveling toward the dreams and the vision and the life that you want? Are you on a bicycle uphill, like no horsepower to speak of, riding into the wind and a storm, right? Are you driving that beautiful, hot, supercharged race car? It's got the mega horsepower, driving so fast right into the life that you want. You're actually always crossing the finish line. If you are not in that race car, maybe it's time for a tune-up. That's all I'm saying. When your inner strength is where it needs to be, you can actually feel that shift in your life happen. It is, oh, I love that feeling where you're like, you're shifting gears. You've been like, and then you just hit it and you're like, yes, right into the next gear. It's instantly better than it was before, and you feel it, you take off, and whatever you've been thinking about all of a sudden is in motion, and that is the best feeling ever. It's not even about the outcome. It's that you're in motion, doing what you want, pursuing what you want. And it is sad to me when I see women going through their life, they're defeated, deflated, they talk themselves out of things, they have so much beauty, so much talent, all of this, but it's being stuffed inside. They're tending to things that are good and meh, but not really what they want. Could you imagine a world where every woman just like, man, just kicked ass, just stepped into it. Brilliant, right? Bringing what she was born to bring. Full circle. Huh. That is a different world. Yes? And here's something I hear all the time. I know what I want. I get excited. I want to go for it. And then the little voice kicks in. And it's amazing how much influence that little voice can have when it comes to your destiny. And what is that little voice and where does it stem from? We call it little, but it has so much power. It can actually make you back away from going after what you really want, how you really want to feel about yourself. I wouldn't call it little at all. That is enormous. That little voice can actually shift you from total excitement and enthusiasm right down into fear, guilt, sometimes even embarrassment or shame. Those are such low frequency emotions. That's deflating. There is no personal horsepower to speak of. And one second you're having this fun vision, right? If you had that happen, and then just in the same moment, almost you're just feeling silly, or why are you even thinking about that? And so what do? You create distractions. Let me just tend to these other things that are easy, they're simple, they're surfacey kind of things. And you wake up and you're like, whose life is this anyway, right? That to me is the worst thing. We rationalize why it's okay to stay where we are and let those dreams fall to the wayside. Ugh, that little voice working hard at convincing you you're being greedy, you don't deserve that, you're not even qualified. Are you one of those ladies that has 15 umpteen different certifications to prove how qualified you are, but you're still not doing anything with them? I know a lot of them. I get it. I mean, who would listen to you, right? There's so many people that are more qualified than you. Hey, there's a lot of people that have it worse than you. Just appreciate what you have. Everybody has their own brand of inner meaning. And this happens through all of those types of thoughts. I should just be happy with what I have. I'm just acting full of myself. Why do they have to single me out? Who would listen to me anyway? Blah, blah, bunch of crap. Saying it like it is, that is a buttload of crap. It's just terrible. Let's get clear on something. That little voice is not your voice. That's right. It is not you telling yourself you're wrong. You are not sabotaging yourself. It is not you getting up consciously every day and saying, let me talk to myself like I don't matter and run myself back into that. Okay. So this is a voice that is a collection, what we call mother, father, teacher, preacher. And there are a lot of voices collected along the way. And doubt, self-doubt, you weren't born with it. You were taught how to doubt yourself. That is the voice. It's a learned belief. What I'm telling you here today in our episode is what I'm going to ask you is, what if that little voice started telling you different things? What if you turned up your power voice? What if your own true inner voice was actually singing your praises and shouting out from the rooftops how amazing you are? What if your own true voice knew how incredible you are and that's what it focused on? Because that's perhaps what we need to make the shift on, yes or yes. Okay, the negativity along the way, doesn't matter. You can use that all to your power. You can, I don't care what, you got a failure, that's a triumph to me, baby. Like now you know how to do it better, okay? Personal power is something you acquire, you build, you gain. The confidence, the competence, the self-assertion in the area you want to improve. The natural strive for the love you want, the satisfaction you want, the meaning in your life that you want, the interpersonal world. That's what we're talking about. More than anything else, it is your personal power that creates success and happiness in your life. And it comes from you. It comes from you, sister friend. It does not come to you. I can't give it to you, but I can help you activate it within you. You experience a sense of power when you feel in control of your life, which, by the way, you are. Even if you don't feel that way, you have the power to change what you don't like. It's time to shift perspectives. It's time to turn the voice up that matters the most. That's what being unstoppable is all about, changing what is not working for you to get what you want. And I'm asking, what area of your life do you feel in control? What area of your life do you feel out of control? If you really owned your personal power, what would your life look and feel like? What impact would it make on your life? And what impact would you be making in the world? So let's be clear. Any voice in your mind that is not supportive, that makes you feel small or insignificant, is your ego. It is just trying to keep you safe, right where you are. It doesn't care if you feel fulfilled, like magic, or ready to take on the world. Its number one focus is to keep you from harm, like all the bajillion times in the past that it can throw at you. Your true voice, your soul voice, sings your praises, encourages you to go for what you want, cheers you to go big because it knows your destiny is one of greatness. Just like I know that about you. If you're trying to appease both sides, you're going to be on the fence, you're not going to get what you want, and it's going to be really, really hard for you. Life's not going to shine the way you want it to. You're not going to see the magic that is possible for you. But if you join me, and if you turn up the volume for your soul's voice, let her sing. Let her laugh out loud. Let her be loud if she wants. Let her play and be carefree. Then, sister friend, your world is going to entirely transform. That is the truth. If your true little voice sang your praises, what would it tell the world about you? I want to know that. Leave a comment. Send me a personal message. I want to know. What is it that makes you, you? I want to hear about your essence because the world needs more of your essence. And only by stepping out can we actually change the world. We can't just think about it all the time. I'm inviting you. Join me. Step into your greatness. Sparkle, man. Shine. Right? Whatever that looks like for you. Your personal brand of shining. It's time. Right? It's time. I think Lao Tzu said, at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are and you know what you want. And I want to see you magnify that. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I can't wait to hear from you to tell me if your inner voice were to sing your praises, what would it tell the world about you? It's time for you to tell that to yourself. I'll see you for the next show. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, badass. Give a click on the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode and visit online at themindsetbosslady.com. Until next time, trust your first feel, not your second thought. You got this, and you are unstoppable.